Sagt der Elge Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Trumais, Perik Yud Mishnah Zayin. Zay Seichul in Olives der Achulim. Shekivashan, they were soaked, pickled, Im Zay Se Truma, together with Olives of Truma. You put them into one barrel, with water and salt. So basically what we're going to learn over here is as follows. The Mishnah is going to give us different combinations, but this is the halacha. If the chulin olives are open, in other words, they were crushed, they were opened, they're split, they're going to become asa from the truma olives that they're pickling with, even if the truma olives are whole. If the chulin olives are whole, they will not become asa, even if the truma olives have been open. Let's see, our Mishnah. Zay se chulin, again, we're perik yud Mishnah Zayin. Chulin olives, shekavashan, that are soaking in water and salt, im zay se truma, together with truma olives. Here's the din. Pitzui chulin and pitzui truma. If both were crushed, the truma olives were crushed, the chulin olives are split open, or pitzui chulin, the chulin olives are open. They're crushed, so they're open. Im shleimei truma, but they're soaking together with whole truma olives. Oy bimei truma, or in water that the truma olives were soaking in, even if the truma olives aren't there anymore, the din is asur, a czar cannot eat these zay seichul. We assume they took in from the taste of the truma. Avol, but if shleimei chulin, if you're soaking whole chulin olives, even in pitzuye truma with opened, with crushed truma olives, and for sure if the truma olives were whole, mutter would be mutter for the czar to eat them. Basically, the rule is whole olives are not going to absorb, even though whole olives will impart, will give a flavor.